Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Bolivian police have arrested the former commander of the armed forces who led a military coup attempt against President Luis Arce. The prosecutor's office has announced it's opening a criminal investigation against the general. Our America's regional editor Leonardo Rocha reports.
General Juan José Zúñiga deployed hundreds of soldiers in armoured vehicles at the main square in the city of La Paz, calling for a change of government. One of the vehicles knocked down the main gate of Bolivia's presidential palace and troops entered the building. But the soldiers left the square 3 hours later after President Arce vowed to resist. He confronted the coup leader inside the palace and named new military commanders. General Zúñiga had been sacked on Tuesday after a controversial television interview. He said he wouldn't allow the former left-wing leader, Evo Morales, to return to power if he won next year's presidential elections.
The US Supreme Court has confirmed its opinion on a major abortion rights case has been accidentally posted online before it was due to be released. In the document, the court appears set to dismiss a case brought by the state of Idaho challenging federal law on abortion. Nomia Iqbal is in Washington.
What this means, and that is if this draft does go on to become the official ruling, is that any pregnant woman that goes into an emergency room in Idaho State and needs stabilizing treatment, she will be able to get an abortion. What this case essentially was about was, can women get that? Idaho is a very conservative state. It has a near total abortion ban. And President Biden's administration had said Idaho state law is breaching the federal law by not providing abortion care in certain cases where it is medically necessary.
A judge in the United States has sentenced the former president of Honduras, Juan Orlando Hernandez, to 45 years in prison for drug trafficking. Prosecutors said he ran Honduras like a narco state. He took millions of dollars in bribes from drug lords in exchange for protection. The Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has said that Argentina's Javier Milei owes him and Brazil an apology for insulting comments he's made over the past year. Mr. Milei has described Mr. Lula da Silva as corrupt and a communist. The two leaders haven't spoken on the phone or met since Mr. Milei was sworn in last December. Manuel Adorni, a spokesman for the Argentine president, said Mr. Milei would not be apologising.
Everything that President Lula wishes, well, that's fine. It's within his desires, and we respect them, but we have not committed any. The president in this case has not done anything he needs to regret, at least for now.
World News from the BBC. The two main contenders in the race to become Britain's next Prime Minister, the incumbent Rishi Sunak and the Labour opposition leader Keir Starmer, have faced off in a spiky television debate, their last direct encounter before the general election next week. Our political editor, Chris Mason, has this report.
This was this campaign's most free-flowing debate. Rishi Sunak is the more comfortable of the two in this format. He wore the role of underdog with little to lose, with a confident, persistent scrutiny of his opponent. Sir Keir Starmer, with everything to lose, had his own frequent scripted put-downs and jabs of scepticism. After 5 weeks of campaigning, the vast lead Labour have in the polls over the Conservatives hasn't budged. This last set piece event now done, the sprint finish to the end of this contest, is underway.
Chris Mason reporting. The US media giant NBC Universal says it will use the AI-generated speech of a legendary sports commentator to narrate personalised daily recaps of Olympic events next month. The broadcaster said using generative artificial intelligence could produce millions of personalised recap packages for fans. It hopes to win back viewers who've turned away from live Olympic broadcasts. Lawyers for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have told the court in Jerusalem, where his trial on corruption charges is being held, that he won't be able to testify until March next year. They say the war in Gaza won't give his team enough time to prepare him. Mr. Netanyahu denies all the charges against him. And the most valuable Harry Potter item ever sold at auction has fetched $1.9 million in New York. It's the original watercolour illustration for the first edition of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, the book by J.K. Rowling that introduced the world to the young bespectacled wizard in 1996. BBC News.